Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for joining us. It's at this time that I turn over the microphone to David Elliott, who is the president and CEO of the Santa Ana Chamber of Commerce, and he is the host of our segment that we call Community Leaders and Heroes. And Dave, take it away.
Well, thanks, Bill, and welcome to our segment, as you said, Community Leaders and Heroes. You know, in this segment is where we share the value and opportunities with community people and organizations that are making a difference in and around Orange County. So today I'm really pleased to introduce Don Reese, our Executive Director and Co-CEO of The Wooden Floor here in Santa Ana. Welcome, Don, to the program.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to be here.
Well, Don, before we dig into The Wooden Floor, because we're going to be curious as to what that is and what that means, let's talk about you. So give us a little bit about your background and career that led you up to being a part of The Wooden Floor.
Great. Glad to. Well, I started the first half of my career in management consulting for the technology industry. And through that, I had some great opportunities to learn skills on financial management, consulting, business development, marketing. And at the time, I had no idea that, you know, 28 years later, that all that would come to fruition in a nonprofit environment. And so what happened was one of our values at our consulting firm was community engagement. And so I was really encouraged to serve on board. So when I was in my 20s, I served on a Torrance Symphony board and then a Children's Health Center in Torrance and then also the Chamber of Commerce in Torrance. I was a committee chair on several of their big initiatives. And so that gave me a taste in the nonprofit community. And I saw it from the lens, though, of volunteer, which is very different than actually running an organization.
Right.
And so what happened was Oak Tree in the early 90s, it was in the high tech industry, saw a need to establish a trade association, which is still here today, called the Software Council of Southern California. Today it's called the Technology Council. And I was asked to be their first executive director and actually launch it, form it, you know, from its incubation.
Yeah, right.
Sure. And so once I did that, but I wasn't really sure I was in the nonprofit world. You know, I felt like I still had that profit side of me. And kind of fast forward 10 years later, I had an opportunity. I was looking for some for-profit opportunities to really ask myself, could I see myself in the nonprofit community? And is there a role for a business executive like myself? And so I really took that time to really ask myself those questions and said, yes, I could have a finance administration role in some nonprofit. And that's how I really got my start about 10 years ago, working for a museum and then Opera Pacific for about 5 years. And then I started with The Wooden Floor in 2009 as their general manager, chief financial officer.
So what you shared is somewhat typical in that, you know, you have a career in the marketplace, in the business side, and then you transfer those skills, which to me is phenomenal because so many of our nonprofits, many do not have, you know, skills that you present or bring to the table at the leadership level because they've never really experienced what it is to, you know, maybe run a budget and have to hire people and have to manage and bring things to the table. So,
and I think high performance, you know, working with strategic planning and visioning, vision development. We had a practice CEO coaching, so I understood what it is for an executive to drive organizational performance. And so I had no idea 28 years ago coming out of college when my goal then was to be a principal and a teacher then a principal. And as my life has really evolved over the years, today at The Wooden Floor, you know, now as an executive director and CEO, I really today with our students, I am a teacher and a principal.
Yeah, no,
and so for me, the purpose and the passion for what I do to serve low-income communities today is really at the center of where I've been through my volunteer activities, through my arts background with the Torrance Symphony years ago, and the Children's Health Center. And so everything's really come to full circle. So today, when I walk in the door, that's what my passion's all about, is making sure that our students have every opportunity to be successful.
And you know, bringing that skill set to the table is huge. You know, and the education piece, I mean, we've traveled some similar paths when it comes to that. You know, being a principal and stuff, a former principal myself, and now, you know, you use some of those same skills, you know, as in what you're doing today.
It's a lot about community building, mm-hmm. you know, really understanding the needs of the students and the parents. And, you know, we're all in one big goal is to have our students get ahead in life. And no matter if they're in a low socioeconomic status or not, they all love their children and they want them to have a better life.
That is awesome. So the Wooden Floor, interesting name for an organization. So tell us about what is the Wooden Floor?
So we're a nonprofit arts for youth organization. And since 1983, we've served over 75,000 young people in the city of Santa Ana and 14 surrounding cities. So our campus is in Santa Ana, mm-hmm. so the students do have to arrive at our campus in order to be served. And then we also have another program. We have two programs that have added up to the 75, and that's one is our year-round program, and we have 375 students that take 53 classes per week over 40 weeks out of the year, and performance opportunities that they have, and we couple that with a rigorous dance education program, college prep, academic tutoring, and family services program. So today we're really an arts and social service organization that helps the students move forward. And then we also have another program that goes into the Santa Ana and Tustin school districts, which is called Dance Free Weeks, and that really focuses on bringing arts in a small form to the students. And it's really simple. In just a week, we see their lives change really dramatically from maybe a student that comes in September and doesn't smile the whole time they're in class to after they have experienced the Dance Free Weeks just for 1 week. That's when they're able to come in and they're joyful and they're smiling and they're engaged in the class. And so we know even in one little dose of what the Wooden Floor can bring into the community, that's a feeder for us into our audition day. So each October we have over close to 400 students line up for only about 75 spots today. And so that's how we encourage the students to audition each October. So
that audition leads to
their acceptance into the organization. So the only reason for audition is they just need to have love of movement and have encouraged, and you know, because we don't expect them to have any formal dance training. So love of movement and also to be low income.
So if we, you know, when we look at the program, obviously is centered around dance. Are there other classes associated with that work with the kids?
Our focus is dance, and we bring in different dance methodologies.
Okay.
So ballet, curriculum, contemporary modern dance, choreography, and then we also surround that with live accompaniment in all the classrooms, piano, percussions, all of that, so they get a full arts experience. And then we also, for our annual concert, which is always in May at the Irvine Barclay Theater, we bring in top choreographers from around the country to work with our students, because the way that we do our dance is really about innovation and creativity and collaboration. And so what the choreographers come in is they work with the students and create a piece together. They don't come in with a pre-rep piece that they maybe have worked on with adults or something like that, because when they walk in, they find out how fantastic and what the quality of the student performance level is, that they're able to do almost exactly what they can work with adults.
So we're serving low incomes, kind of underserved communities that are in Santa Ana and surrounding that. So criteria for a student, you mentioned, you know, being able, you know, motion and dance and things. Do they have a certain academic requirements too?
No. We have students under 1.0 and 4.6 students.
Okay, all over.
our at-campus GPA is 3.0 right now, and we always work to encourage that to increase because of our college to make ensure our students are college competitive. And so they really is the income requirement. Mm-hmm. Is we find our families typically just randomly line up in the line that it's about typically is about $32,000 a year for a family of five.
Wow.
Which is considered low or extremely low for Orange County.
Sure.
And so tying to the college prep program, is we do that because we accept them at all these different grade levels, but by the time they leave the wooden floor, they're set to be successful in school and life. And that really is to have access to higher education. So since 2005, 100% of our students have gone to college.
That's an incredible stat.
That's three times higher than their socioeconomic peers. And so what we do with them is really build that pathway starting in third grade all the way through high school, because we're the only, kind of hence the wooden floor, where the stability we are for mm-hmm. them and the firm foundation they have in life, is that we're really the main standard for them that can keep them solid between elementary, middle to high school. So we plant the seed as early as third grade. So the class of that's coming in today and this fall will be called the class of 2024. Mm-hmm. And we tell them that's when they're graduating high school and going to college. And we say that in front of their mom and their dad. So we're all on the same page, because one of our things is we don't want to create a gap between the parents, because for many of them, they may not have even beyond a middle school education.
Right.
And so it's really important for us not to have them feel like they're less than or anything. Mm-hmm. We're just part of the process of helping their students to, at the end of the day, really meet our vision. Our long-term vision for our students is to really break the cycle of poverty through right. generational change, that they do better than their.
And you found that over the years that the students that are engaged in this program, maybe they were lower academics, but certainly by the time they've gotten out of and graduated from high school and the wooden floor, they're prepped for college
right.
and have increased their academic prowess
to enter college.
Yeah,
right.
sure, to enter college.
And so we have students that, while some people ask, are they all dancers? No. They about 2 in 20 major in dance, some minor in dance, but we also have students that major in business, engineering, pre-med, wow. law, and then also the arts. We want to encourage them to sure. go into the arts management, or possibly dancing themselves, but it's very robust about the number of careers that our students go into.
And the arts become a very important part of who they are.
Well, and it's we feel for ourselves, it's not the hook that gets them in, it's what changes them and how they think yeah. about the world around them. And so when they have successes in the studio and they feel accomplished in the studio of setting a goal for themselves and breaking through it, then what happens is that same sense of accomplishment permeates everything they do in life. Mm-hmm. Set a goal academically, set a goal maybe for relationships they have it with their family and friends. And all of a sudden, things just start to change all around them. And so today we really say that our students are change agents. So a changed life of a child really can start impacting not only their own life, their own family, but also we find that their encouragement inside their own neighborhoods and the community. Mm-hmm. And we're even seeing some of our students today wanting to go into global work once they graduate college. So today we have 145 students in college. So we just feel that we're spreading and casting the net wide of really a lot of success that our students are accomplishing.
That's awesome. So with the students, you're serving about 375 students
year-round at our campus.
Okay. Right. So the students, they come in, is after school?
After school. So they've had a full day at their elementary.
But I understand they're there till like 8 o'clock? Or?
It just depends on their age level. So mm-hmm. they could be there, usually in the early afternoon all the way till 8 o'clock for the older students, because we want the little ones to get home and, do their homework and
right.
get to bed. The seniors usually can stay up a little
later.
Well,
I remember going on the tour over there with you and stuff, and it's amazing the stuff that's going on there in the classroom and the quality of the instruction, the people that you have that are working there, working with these kids. So let's talk maybe about a student or two that, have come through the program or are in the program now that would kind of highlight and tell us how the effect of the wooden floor is on their life.
Okay, I was thinking of one that I'm still tracking. She actually was a student I met when I first joined, the wooden floor 5 years ago. And so she was, I think at the time, she would have been almost maybe a sophomore. And she just really stood out as a young woman. And I could just tell she was really kind of going somewhere. I didn't really realize her backstory is that she was raised by a single dad. Her mom had struggles, and he really focused on making sure that she had these opportunities mm-hmm. to be at the wooden floor, committed himself to making
wow.
that happen with her brother. He's not in the program, but making sure that they were always there and involved in everything. she ended up going on to developing, you know, great grades. We put her on the college prep process. And then right around her junior year, she told us that she wanted to go pre-med and she wanted to go to UCLA. And, you know, we say to the students, dream as big as you want. You just have to do the work. And she applied, got into UCLA. And I was just talking to her dad. Her dad became a really active volunteer with us still today, even though a student graduated with us in 2010. He is still an active volunteer in our parent leadership group.
That's
because
a great point right there.
He feels that he wants to just give back for everything he's given. So I was talking to him a couple weeks ago and I said, what's the update? And he said that she's doing fantastic and that she's going to be graduating in 4 years and that, you know, she said that she wanted to take a year off, you know, before she applies to, you know, medical school. And he says, no, you're going to, like, this train is going. And so that's really about, he's now working to help her with her vision too. She volunteers now at our annual concert. That's She's great. An active member. She wrote a beautiful note the other day to Melanie and just said how much the wooden floor has meant to her and has been such a big pivotal part of her life still today, and how when she becomes, you know, the person she's going to be in her career, she wants to give back to the wooden floor. And really that's what it's about, you know, that the students go off and they become successful, and but they never forget how wonderful the wooden floor has been to them and how much they receive from the wooden floor.
That is awesome. That's a great story, you know, and we, you know, hope then that she continues down that path and comes back as a doctor, you know, to volunteer.
Well, her goal would be to be a surgeon at Chalk. So.
Well, that's right down the street,
right?
You know, so that's not
and we're
a bad
just
deal.
Right down the street from Chalk.
So. That's right. So let me, we're getting towards the end of our interview. So I got a couple quick things that I want to get to you. So what moves you personally about the organization, or as I would tell people, what gets you up in the morning, gets you going, you know, can tell us what that means to you?
Well, I think every day I get the great benefit of working on our campus and seeing our students firsthand. So seeing the faces of the students as, you know, as you came to campus, they just are thriving. Mm-hmm. And that feeling of energy of working with a student that maybe has low self-esteem or shy or, you know, is just feeling maybe a little hopeless. You know, they live in a very difficult life. By the time they leave the wooden floor, they come out and they are so powerful and poised and confident that many people like yourself who visit the campus are always, they just, it breaks their thoughts on what a student would be like who maybe come from an underserved community. And we just say that, you know, our tagline is from here you can step anywhere. And really that's become their call of action internally. Mm-hmm. You know, when we had the Difference Makers event the other day, in all the speeches, the students say, and from here I can step, we don't craft those speeches. That is in their minds are, you know, from here I can step anywhere. And that's really what our tagline is underneath our logo.
That is awesome, Dawn. So if a person or an organization wanted to get a hold of you and to volunteer, well, let me ask real quick, you know, we're getting short on time, but what are a couple of areas that you have some needs in?
So one of the things that we're looking today, the wooden floor, is to how do we possibly serve more students?
Okay.
And so we're really looking for a combination of executive talent to bring on our board to help us really strategize on those business issues. So we're looking at board development and recruitment. We're also looking for fundraising, obviously. We're looking to grow our program and serve students both locally as well as we're starting to explore ways to possibly license our model across the nation. And so it's a very exciting, innovative time for the Wooden Floor.
Great.
Even though we're over 30 years old, we run very dynamically and we're very focused on what we want to accomplish.
Well, and Dawn, you're very passionate about the work of the Wooden Floor.
Yeah, I
it's
do.
Very obvious there. So what's the best way to get a hold of you and the Wooden Floor? Maybe a phone number and a website?
Sure. The phone number is 714-541-8314.
Repeat that again.
714-541-8314.
Okay.
And the website is www.thewoodenfloor.org.
Repeat that one more
time. www.thewoodenfloor.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dawn, for joining us today and for your thoughts and the work. And keep up the awesome work in changing lives there at the Wooden Floor. You can find today's interview with Dawn Reese at execcoachradio.com. Share this with your friends and tune in next week at this time for the Community Leaders and Heroes segment with our guest, Allison Hickey from the Diabetes Association. It will be great. Blessings until next week.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.